Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, from tomorrow, if you vape on a regular basis, you likely know that there's going to be an increase to the cost of your e-liquid. It's €5 a bottle. That €5 bottle is now going to jump to over €10 as part of this government tax that was introduced in the budget last year. And William Buckley is with me on the line today because, William, you're the manager of the vape shop Vaporil in Ballincollig in County Cork. What's your issue with this?
Well, basically, our issue with it, and as a vaping industry, we knew a tax was coming. Our issue is the tax is so substantial. Like, we'd be looking at other European countries have between €1 to €2.60 tax on a bottle, whereas our government have put over €5 plus VAT on a bottle. So just for example, I sell a bottle here for €5.25. That bottle is going to go to at least €12. So it's doubling the price of the bottle. I've never heard of another industry where a government would put a tax on it, where it would double the price of a cost of a unit. I just think it's a substantial tax. As I said, we welcome a tax as a vaping industry. We're looking at the likes of other European countries. We say we're a small nation, the European Union, and we've introduced the largest tax. We have the likes of Spain, 15 cent per mil. We've Germany, 26 per mil, which is one of the higher compared to our astronomical figure of 50 cent per mil. We have the likes of France and the Netherlands, which have no tax yet. And then you're looking at even Greece, Belgium, all under 15 cent. It's just not acceptable that, and it's been put back on the Irish consumer tax after tax.
Yeah. So just to clarify, so this is the 50 cent per milliliter of the e-liquid, isn't it? Whether it's,
yes.
It doesn't matter whether or not it contains nicotine. It's 50 cent on the e-liquid. And is that for disposable vapes and all vapes?
Yeah, well, I think it was a reference at first for the powers that be that they put it on disposables. And personally, I don't think they were thinking about the e-liquids, obviously. Like, they're putting a disposable up €1 plus VAT, but we're also, as a country, in the process of trying to ban disposables. So I don't know what direction they're going. So, like, this is 50 cent per mil in a bottle, there's 10 mil in a bottle, so it puts it up a €5 plus VAT. And again, as I say, it's just been transferred down to the consumer, and there's a lot of upheaval about it at the moment.
Yeah, you'd imagine, though, it's probably to act as a deterrent for people that are maybe, you know, never smoked before in their life and that are now taking up vaping and vaping on a permanent basis.
100%. Like, vaping is an alternative. That's all we ever say. Like, where there's nobody ever preaching that vaping is the greatest thing, or we're just saying vaping is an alternative. I'll give you an example. I have a gentleman, Peter. He's an old age pensioner. He's 78 years of age. He's coming into us for the last 8 years. He buys 3 bottles of liquid a week, which costs him €14.50. You know, our government came out with this magical thought. I would say myself that we're going to give Peter an extra €10 a week in the pension, so that's €520 a year. But when they bring in this vaping tax, Peter's going to be paying an extra €20 a week to buy his 3 bottles of liquid. They're going to go up to €36, which means it's going to cost Peter an extra €1,040 a year to vape, which is kind of ridiculous to a man that's paid his taxes all his life, and all of a sudden he's getting €520 extra in his pension. And his vaping, all he does is vape his 3 bottles a week. It's not going to cost him €1,040 a year to vape.
And what about the health considerations, Bron?
The health considerations, we never ever say that it's healthy for you or it's great for you. All we're providing is an alternative. It's up to each adult, any man, woman over 18, it's up to each adult.
Okay.
So it's people can't afford it. I had a lady in here last week. She bought a liquid for €5. She paid €4.50 by card, and wanted to pay 50 cent by cash. And the reason she wanted that is she only had enough money inside in her card that day to pay her ESB bill, so she wanted to give the 50 cent by cash. Just imagine what an extra €6 tax is going to do to that.
Okay, stay with me, William. I want to bring in Professor Luke Clancy. Luke's a consultant respiratory physician and founder of the Tobacco Free Research Institute. Luke, what's your response to William and for those that are out there that have, you know, maybe been smoking all their life and using vapes in an effort to try and get off the fags?
Well, I'm very encouraged by what he says. He seems to think it'll be effective. We know the aims of the tax are to primarily to stop children using these products, but also to help everyone who wants to give them up, because we know that the most effective intervention we have is price. And he made a very, very interesting point. For instance, that it's a very big proportion of the total. And that's really important, because what a lot of countries do, and what we did in this country for a long time, was small incremental rises in the price of cigarettes, and people just absorbed it. But if you get a shock like this, there's a good chance that people will stop using it. For instance, that woman there.
But will they, though? Will they go cold turkey?
They will, not all of them. But we do know that of the interventions that we have in tobacco control, the most effective is price. You know, you can educate people. You can tell them how bad it is for their health. You can say this long-term. All the arguments you like, they all have some effect. But of all those interventions, the most effective is price. So that's really important.
But is that not counterintuitive, though, if people feel that the vapes are now becoming so expensive that if they're to return to cigarettes or buying fags on the black market?
Or if they're to return to cigarettes, that would be negative. And yes, some people will, and I'm sure you'll get calls saying, oh, if they stop the vapes, I'm going to go back. Mm. But the reality is, even though we heard their very honest appraisal, he's just offering an alternative. Mm. Now, that wasn't the story. The story was that you use these to stop smoking. But in fact, most people who use e-cigarettes also smoke. Dual use is commoner than use of e-cigarettes alone.
Okay.
But the real worry is about children. And when I look at tobacco as a whole and nicotine in particular, since 2015, the overall use of nicotine, by which I mean cigarettes, e-cigarettes, pouches, pipes, sheeshes, etc., hasn't really gone down very much. Mm. So the peddlers of nicotine know well that the market demands change and bring in new products. And it was in 2015 that I first brought notice in this country to the way that e-cigarettes were taking hold among our children.
Okay.
And I just want to make one point, which is that we have shown that if children start on e-cigarettes, they are three times as likely to become smokers when they grow up.
It's not.
So it's really serious. And the other thing to make the point is that there are two aspects of e-cigarettes. There's the nicotine and the addiction. There's also the stuff they inhale, all the minerals they inhale. But there's also the pollution and the plastics and the rare metals.
And all that goes with the disposable. So, William, just on that, to Luke's point around the kind of, you know, the dual use of the vape, like, I suppose there is some hope that maybe by hiking the price of the vaping e-liquid that it might act as a deterrent for younger people.
Well, in reference to Luke's point, I think myself personally, from a man that's been in a shop with the last 13 years, I haven't seen any dual users, and people vape because they can't afford smoking in the first place. So, and in regards to youth vaping, the government came up with the Public Health Act in 2023, which was to prohibit the under 18s purchasing e-cigarettes and vaping devices. So, and as a vaping industry, we're always pleading for more officials to police the sale of vapes to under 18s. Mm. Each vape shop should be responsible enough themselves to ask for identification. But we're always pleading with more officials, like just a reference to off-licences. You have officials going into off-licence, checking ID. We want that ourselves.
Okay, so is it more regulation is something that you're looking for? We'll leave it there for the moment. William Buckley from the vape shop, Vaperil and Ballincollig in County Cork, and Professor Luke Clancy, thanks a million for joining us on the show.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.